Hey everyone, this is Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what I share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. I hope that this podcast is adding a tremendous amount of value to you, your loved ones, the community at large, and I hope that you will share this podcast with as many people as you know that will add value to their lives. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, happy October 2020. We have just kicked off the fall season, aka autumn, and I'm super pumped. This is probably one of my favorite seasons of the year. Closet full of sweaters and a lot of stuff to keep us warm. It's right before the holiday season, and so fall is definitely a favorite of mine. But with fall being here, we also have the sun going down a little bit earlier, so it gets dark probably close to like 6 or 7 o'clock here in Rochester, New York. And with that can definitely come some challenges across the board. And for me personally, I truly enjoy being outside. I love the sun. I take as many opportunities as possible to be outside and in the sun. And so this season, even though I love it because the weather is just more comfortable, I'm also challenged with the fact that there's less sunlight. And so let's talk today. I just want to share with you a little bit today about maintaining balance. And let's talk some specific areas of balance that I'm thinking may be of benefit to you all, things that I've practiced throughout my life to sort of keep me going throughout this fall season where things seem to get a lot less energizing, if you will. The summer month, the sun is hitting you, you're outside a lot, you're getting that fresh air, and you can easily get into that slump when the weather starts to get colder and it gets a little bit darker. And so today, let's talk balance. And specifically, I want to talk about four areas of balance to challenge ourselves to think about every week, if not every day. And those areas are our mind, our physical body, our finances, and our relationships. And so when you think about us as individuals holistically and the areas that are important to us to maintain those balances, these are just four of those areas, and they probably can encompass more, but these are four areas that I found to be critically important to think about at a minimum on a weekly basis to set goals every week for how we're going to maintain balance throughout life so that one isn't being sacrificed. And I just want to just take a moment also to put it out there that balance is certainly an individual decision, and what one person may constitute as proper balance for them may not be necessarily proper balance for another person. So definitely take this just as some thoughts that I'm sharing from my personal experience, and you can use them for however you think makes the most sense for your lifestyle. And ultimately, like we say on this podcast, whatever makes you happy, whatever's helping you to live long and prosper throughout your life. And so with that, let's dive first into the mind. And so every week, if not every day, think about what are those goals you're going to set for yourselves? What are those habits that you want to do on a consistent basis that will help support the development of your mind, but also your mental state and the mindset that you have every day? And you want to make sure that it's in a place that's allowing you to thrive and be your best self and show up as your best self every day. And so one of the behaviors that I practice pretty consistently, if not daily, is prayer, as well as my daily devotional. So reading through my devotional and then reading some scriptures that are associated with that devotional. Also, I meditate for about 5 minutes. A couple of times a week. I don't do it every day like I probably want to, but I definitely do it on a weekly basis. I'm also very mindful about clutter. And so whether it's like mental clutter or physical clutter, for me, it helps my mental sanity when there is less clutter either in my brain or less clutter in my physical environment. So I spend time every week just making sure that the kitchen's clean, making sure the areas that I work in are clean or removed from clutter as much as possible. And if I feel like I have a lot on my brain, I take the time to sort of make lists and just get it out of my head and get it on paper. And so I find those things, those habits, to be helpful for me. You may want to leverage some of those habits for yourself in terms of getting your mind in the proper space for each week. And then next is our physical body. And so our physical body is something that is critically important. You want to make sure you're feeling good in order to be able to show up and be your best self. And so how can you create some habits that are supporting your physical health? And some of the things that I do on a consistent basis every day is stretching, some light exercise to get the heart pumping a little bit there, trying to be focused on my diet. And so if I find that I'm eating more fried food, or if I don't have enough green foods in my diet, making sure that I take the time to get that spinach or get that broccoli or get some sort of lettuce into my diet. And then also making sure you're getting up and you're walking. It can be pretty easy, especially for folks who are fortunate enough to work from home, to sit at your desk all day without getting up at all. So I try to make it a point to get up and walk around the house and get outside and walk, just to make sure that we're moving as much as possible there. And you know, this doesn't have to require a lot of time. It's a matter of focusing and providing some time for it. So consistently, I try to stretch for 5 minutes every day. My exercise is maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And then the walking, probably 20, 30 minutes, if not a little bit longer, depends on the day. But again, the gist of it is just to make sure we're dedicating time to our physical body, which will help us in the long run, for sure, show up better as an individual. Then the third area of balance is around our finances, the financial aspect of life. And so this area is important for us to think about, again, at least on a weekly basis, about how are we moving towards those financial goals that ultimately have an impact on how we show up in the various aspects of our life. And in the society that we live in, finances play a huge role in our physical space, in our mental space. And so it's important that we take the time to at least focus on how our finances are and what things we need to do, what behaviors we need to exhibit, what habits we need to start to use or employ in order to make sure we're achieving those goals that we have. And so thinking about every day or every week, how are you going to manage the money that you have coming into the house? So what things can you do to either earn more money throughout that week or spend less? Do you have any bills or any debt that you're looking to pay down? What's your goal for that? How are you planning to do that? Are there certain pieces of information around investment vehicles or savings vehicles or just financial vehicles in general that you need to dedicate time every week to learn more about? That could help you in the long run in terms of understanding your finances. Do you have savings goals? Do you need to, you know, transfer money into your savings account? As simple as that. What are those things that you need to do every week, if not every day, to make sure you're balanced and understanding your finances and moving down the proper path to achieve those financial goals that you have for yourself, whether they be big or small? And then the fourth area of balance is around our relationships. And so what goals can you set for yourself that will support you creating that life that has those positive, productive, supportive relationships with family, friends, whomever you decide to have relationships with, your significant other, your children, whoever that is? What is at least one goal or one habit that you can start to do that will help support those relationships so that it can be all that they can be? You know, humans, we are social creatures, and we really thrive off, and we need that interaction, that those relationships with other people. And so whether it's calling someone once a week or a text message, sending birthday cards, I know my wife and I, we send birthday cards just to, you know, keep in contact, but also show our love and our support for family and friends. Whether it's spending more or less time with certain people, you know, I say less time because sometimes you'll have relationships where it's just not as productive to what you're trying to do overall, and folks may just be in a different space. And so I'm not saying eliminate people from your life, you just may need to spend less time with them. And conversely, you may want to establish new relationships and spend more time with those relationships because they align more with the other goals that you have in life. So think about your relationships, think about what behaviors and habits you can take on every day or every week to support the development and cultivation of those relationships. And so those are the four areas: our mind, our mental state, our physical body, our financial, and our relationship goals. And set at least one goal a week on each of those and make sure you're looking at them every day just to remind yourself and keep you in that space. Another one around the mental state is the gratitude journal is another great way of keeping your mind in proper perspective. So every day, maybe writing out the top 10 things that you're grateful for, big or small. That's another sort of bonus tip potentially for you to try to leverage if you're not already doing that. So again, four areas of balance. I hope that this was adding value to you. And please, like always, share this podcast with anyone else who you think is in need of some balance, or they may be out of balance, or if you are out of balance, you know, continue to listen to this over and over again to support you in that area. As always, I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen, and until the next time, live long and prosper. Hi again. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast. As always, I hope that this podcast is adding a tremendous amount of value to you, your loved ones, and the community at large. Please, if you have not done so already, remember to subscribe to this podcast just to make sure you get all the latest notifications when we have a new episode. And if this is adding value to your life, as we hope it is, please share it with as many people as you think it will serve. Until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.